Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, Laura Nolan from Dancing with the Stars is sitting in front of me. Good morning. How are you?
Very good, good. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I saw something on Instagram and I was like, that looks phenomenal. What is going on? You have a new show.
I do indeed, yeah. Something really different that's never been done before. It's called The Blonde Bombshell. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is it's Marilyn Monroe's life, but all through dance.
Okay.
So we've all different styles of dance. People are finding it difficult to kind of understand that it's not musical theatre, that there's no singing and no acting. We do obviously have all known songs of hers and through the era and stuff. We have a narrator, we have a projector so people know what's going on, but it's just all through dance and we're acting through our body language.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And who choreographed it?
So it was Ian Banham, who is one of the main choreographers. You'll know him well from Dancing with Stars.
Deadly.
And he originally helped myself and John Nolan with the idea. He came up with the concept. And then he decided, once he saw us doing Marilyn Monroe and Dancing with Stars, he said, this could be a bigger show. And he came up with the idea. And he's left choreographing it. I know. I can't believe it.
I mean, what I saw on Instagram was spectacular. It really was stunning. So people can go and get their tickets on the Helix website, is it?
On the Helix website. We're doing it on the 20th of November. We have a good few known faces from Dancing with Stars and from Pantomime. Great jazz dancers, lyrical dancers. It's something really special and it's never been done before. And it's the first time that people from Dancing with the Stars are doing proper theatre shows, because we've never had it before. We've never had a touring show like Strictly does. So it's going to be something really different.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You never stop.
I know.
Is up with, like, you never give yourself a break, Laura.
I just can't. I can't not be just on the go. When I stop, I feel weird.
Yeah.
Do you know, I'm just like, this is not right. I should still be, I have itchy legs. I'm like, I have to keep going. I have to keep dancing.
When did you start dancing?
When I was 3 years old. I know, I'm 28 now. So, like, 25 years ago. And it was just been my whole life. I dedicated my whole life to it. It's just...
Is it true you went to Italy for 5 years and studied over there? When did that happen?
Yeah, so I moved over there when I was 19 and I came back in 2019.
Okay.
So when I went, did I go over? 2014.
Okay.
Why
and
I was Italy? There for, my dancing partner was from there. We were representing Ireland, but he had a studio built underneath his house and our coach had his club set up in the studio. So even though we were representing Ireland, it was just easier to be over there, you know, because in Dublin sometimes it could be difficult to find the amount of space that we need for the hours that we need to train a day. So it was just really handy to be there. But then I came back and went on Dancing with Stars. So yeah.
And then that was it.
It was a whirlwind.
So Dancing with the Stars, I'm always amazed at the amount of time you guys put into it, because people don't know the work that goes on behind the scenes and it's like, you know, 10 hours every day or whatever it is, but you were quite used to that from in the competitive world,
yeah,
right?
Like, yeah, we do that every day and then we teach as well, so it was quite normal. Do you know what I mean? For us to be on our feet and dancing and stuff like that, it's just that you're not teaching a total raw beginner for all those hours. But it is intense. The show is intense, there's no doubt about it, because like then you're in on a Sunday and back in again on a Monday. Sure, you see us all by the end of the show, we're battered and bruised and everything
in bits.
Yeah, I know, and I can't believe it's already coming around. What the hell, Jen?
I know it's crazy. And now we've Dieran joining
I know, it's so
cast.
Exciting.
It's very, very exciting. It's going to be a great series. I really can't wait for this one. It's going to be so much fun. Just going back to life as a dancer, because I know there's a lot of you know, parents or listeners out there that dream of this lifestyle and look at it and see you and see people like you and think, oh, it's very glamorous and, you know, they must have a great time. But you were faced with a lot of negativity throughout your career, weren't you? Like people telling you, oh, this isn't going to amount to anything and you may as well give
up. Like, you know, I think I went for a road that wasn't that easy at all. Like, different type of road than other people. I didn't go to college, I didn't go to university, and people were finding it very difficult to understand that I wasn't going to, and I had no want to do it. When I was in school, loads of people said to me, "Now, this is not a career, you can't be doing it," and tried to put me down. But you know, it is, it's, you have to be strong and you have to be relentless, I suppose, and keep going and keep working hard, because, you know, it is not an easy road. I was very lucky to have my parents and my family support, because really dancing, the type of dancing I did, a lot of parents will know it's not a cheap sport to do, and you need to have that support behind you. Especially being from Ireland, we didn't have government funding like other countries did, so my parents funded a lot, all the dancing costumes, all the lessons, all the travelling. And when I say I was travelling, I was away every single weekend. When I was 14, I was going to London from school on a Friday every single weekend.
Do you feel you missed out? Do you feel you missed out on your childhood doing stuff like that?
I feel like my teenage years, a little bit, I didn't have that madness, but I wouldn't say I missed out, because I feel like I gained a lot more as well. I had a different life. It was different. Yeah, I didn't have that madness, the wildness and the stories of, oh my God, when I was 19, this is what I did, because I was always really focusing towards my dancing. But I feel like I'm delighted I actually did that and did sacrifice it, because I wouldn't be where I am today if I didn't do it.
But that's what it takes. I think people need to realise, if they want to go into that kind of a life, it does, to be at the top of your game and to have the career, a career akin to yours, it takes that kind of work, doesn't it?
It does. Like, I'm a world open champion. It doesn't happen overnight.
No.
You know, you have to put in the hours and the commitment, and I think that's like that in any type of sport at all. You're going to have to do it.
Who's been your favourite partner on Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, that's a very difficult one, because I've had two great partners. Mm. You know, Brian was the crack. Remember, he had us all in stitches.
He did.
So I absolutely loved
him. So Brian.
But then, like, you know, I had a total different type of season last year, so do you know what, I'm going to hold off and not say who my favourite one was, but I do have a boyfriend from it, so I suppose I should say him.
Speaking of which, you found love on the show with Matthew McNabb. It was the worst kept secret on the show for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Thanks very much.
I think I outed you on the dance floor. How is Matthew?
He's great. I literally only came from the north there this morning. He's great. He's very busy. He's working on an app at the moment, which is going to be like fitness, gratitude, wellness all in one. So he's working on that. He's really busy. He has his reset. He's doing all loads of bits and pieces.
Did you think you would find love on the show, or were you
absolutely
like...
Absolutely not.
Did you not?
No. I was one of those that was like, I'm so professional. It's never going to happen to me. I'm focused on my dancing. You know, it's all about the career.
Then swing.
And then that was the end of that. The minute I was matching Matthew, I was like, right. And that goes out the window.
You're such a lovely couple, and it was obviously meant to be. And you're still together, so well done.
Going strong. Thank you.
Okay, so the show is kicking off in November.
Yes.
It is on the 20th. We actually have two tickets to Laura's show to give away to you guys. So if you want to text blonde to 51552, we'll pick a winner before the end of the show. Get on it. And if you want to go and get yourself some tickets, go to the Helix website.
Yes.
Who else is in from Dancing with the Stars? Go on, you can name drop now.
So we have Hannah Kelly.
Hannah.
Love Hannah. She's great. And then we have our Venus Merfeldis.
Deadly.
For the crack and the bit of height, you know.
Deadly.
And then we also have Maurizio.
Yeah, and John Nolan.
No, unfortunately not.
Okay.
No, we can't. He couldn't commit to it. It was just the time of it, you know, because with Dancing with Stars coming around, and then he has a school as well, Exquisite Dance. So for him, it was just the time that he couldn't commit to it. But we're only doing this show in November and then hoping to tour if it goes well. So guys, please support if it goes well. April and May next year we'll be touring. So hopefully then, you never know, we might be doing it then.
Okay, well listen, go and see these guys. They're absolutely phenomenal. It's called The Blonde Bombshell. It's going to take place in the Helix on the 20th of November. One night only. Tickets are $32.50. That is phenomenal. And they're on sale now, so go and check them out. Laura, I'll see you in November, and then I'll see you in January.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.